Salatu wasalam ala Rasulillah. Very brief reminder, as we have the new time and people have to get going to work. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wasalam ala Rasulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, He is not only giving us a bashara and a glad tiding, but He's also dispelling one very common misunderstanding, misconception, that even many of the religious folks or those who have some practice of the deen, we have this misunderstanding and we think that there is effort of the world to make our dunya successful, and then there is an effort of the deen and which is there to make our akhirah successful. So we have this split understanding. Yes, to make our dunya successful, we must engage in the effort of the world, and to make our akhirah successful, then we should make an effort in our deen. Deen is great and is good, but is there for our akhirah. So this ayah, very explicitly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that man amila salihan, whoever does righteous deeds, the effort of deen, whoever does righteous deeds. And one very important condition for any righteous deed to be acceptable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that they have to have life, and they have to have power, and they have to be effective. And for those good deeds to show their effect, the condition is that a person has to have iman. Man amila salihan, whoever does righteous deeds, wa huwa mu'minun, provided they are a true mu'min. In this hal, in this condition, this is an adverbial clause, jumla haliya. It describes that the one who is doing the righteous deeds at the time of doing the righteous deeds is in a condition, in a hal of iman, wa huwa mu'minun. Then for this individual, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising with emphasis and taqeed and saying, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Most surely we shall grant them a beautiful life of happiness and comfort. حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً, a life of contentment, happiness, and enjoyment. And then in case we are wondering, okay, yes, that must be about Jannatul Firdaus, or Jannat Adan, Allah is talking about, then Allah Ta'ala says, no, this is Hayatun Tayyibah, is in this very world. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانِ يَعْمَلُونَ. And then thereafter, there will be a great reward for their deeds and an eternal reward that is in store for them in the Akhirah for their good actions. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has granted us the deen for our success in this dunya as well as in the Akhirah. There is a mujahada phase that we all have to go through. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, if you do the sacrifice, we have to go against the nafs, as the nafs is ammara bisu, and it turns into lawama. It goes through the stages of tarbiyah. But eventually, when a person reaches the nafs mutma'inna, then this worldly life becomes hayatan tayyibah. We get scared going through the initial phases, and we say, wow, there's so much sacrifice that it entails. But if we keep at it, then this is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the true enjoyment in this life is for those who truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This enjoyment in the life begins before the enjoyment in the hereafter. So if we take any particular effort of the dunya, even any of the worldly relationships, so the most successful marriage is the one in which both partners are truly fearing Allah, not the ones that are the most rich, nor the ones who are the most popular or most famous, or have any other worldly things. The most rich man and the most beautiful woman, they may not have the happiest marriage. This is not a metric to determine which marriage is most successful, which business partnership is most successful, which worldly enterprise is most successful, but it's rather the one in which that we have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one in which there is iman and amal salihah. Again, in case people say there are so many, you talked about worldly enterprises being successful. So if you look at the metrics for that one, we have the Fortune 500 companies. How many of them believe in Allah? How many of them are doing righteous actions? The problem is that we are not understanding what is the correct way to measure wealth or measure success in general, or in this case, measuring wealth even. The way of we measure wealth is not by quantifying it, which one has more money, but rather which money is giving more happiness, which money is giving more comfort. This is the true measure of wealth, which Allah Ta'ala makes it very clear that وَمَا أَتِيتُم مِن رِبَا لِيَرْبُوَ فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ فَلَا يَرْبُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَتِيتُم مِن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. Or يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَا وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. If I have $100 and I give you a 10% interest, then I will get $110. and if I have $100 and I give you $10 in sadaqah, then I will have $90. So Allah Ta'ala is teaching us that $90 is more than $110. How is $90 more than $110? It's less. It's $20 less. So Allah Ta'ala is teaching us that you are measuring wealth by quantifying it. That's the wrong way to measure wealth. The happiness and the comfort, the peace of mind that will come with the 90 is far greater and far more beneficial for you than the headaches and the tension that will come with the 110. So that happiness and contentment is what we need. And that is in the deen. At the end of the day, if you ask anybody, well, students, why are you working so hard to get good grades? Why do you want good grades to be able to graduate? Why do you want to graduate so I get a better job? Why do you want to get a better job so I can get more money? What do you want to do with money? You want to buy things. What do you want to do with the things? You want comfort and happiness. Nobody eats the degree and nobody sleeps on the money. At the end of the day, we want to get happiness and comfort. And that happiness and comfort is in Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the reality and the understanding that our success in the dunya also lies only in the deen. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.